Hey everyone, welcome to Sweet Seats Podcast. I'm Catherine.
And I'm Alana. Thanks for joining us for our 11th episode where we spotlight some of the sweetest talent in the Hershey area's sports scene.
Today we're excited to host Jack Zakovich, standout soccer player for Hershey High School.
Jack has won two district championships in soccer and one state championship. He was first team All-Keystone last year, was voted preseason first team in the Mid-Penn, and is team captain this year.
Hi Jack, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Who or what first inspired you to start playing soccer?
Well, I first started playing soccer when I was about 5. My mom and dad just put me in the rec soccer and I kind of just continued throughout.
What part of how you play do you think sets you apart from other players?
I think it's just my want and drive kind of pushes me to do better and just want it more than the others.
How do you help teammates that may not be at your level yet?
I think it's good to keep a positive attitude no matter, what their skill level is or anything, and just keep encouraging people that, and hopefully it'll bring them up to your level.
How important is team chemistry compared to talent?
I think team chemistry is a big factor, especially in soccer, because, one person can't win the whole game. You need to have, pass to your teammates and they need to pass to you, and you guys need to be on the same page in order to do well.
Have you ever dealt with an injury and how did you overcome it?
Not a severe injury. I did have a mid-foot sprain, so I still wear an ankle brace, but nothing that bad that's really affected my play.
How do you adjust your game when playing against faster or stronger teams?
Whenever we play against faster or stronger teams, we like to find out what they're not so good at. So they may be stronger and faster than us, but that just might mean we need to move the ball more or exploit a different weakness that they have.
What's your favorite position to play and why?
I like to play in the midfield. Just it kind of allows me to play some defense and some offense at the same time. And I just like being where the ball is.
Yeah. Do you play year-round or just during the school season?
I do play on a travel team, which is year-round, but I tend to take off during the winter so I can focus on basketball instead of soccer at that time.
Yeah. Do you have a celebration you always do after scoring?
I don't have a specific celebration that's my go-to, but usually it's just screaming let's go and high-fiving all my teammates and just a lot of energy.
What moment in your soccer career has meant the most to you?
I guess winning that state championship, it was kind of a surreal moment, and it took a while for me to actually acknowledge and realize what we did. But yeah, I'll just never forget when Ian scored in the double overtime, and then we all rushed the field, and it was a great moment.
When you're on the field, what gives you confidence that you can dominate?
After getting a couple good touches on the ball and maybe losing a defender or two, then I really get confidence, and I just don't stop, don't look back after that.
How do you study opponents before or during a game?
The day before we have a big game, our coaches usually give us a scout on, the best player or two on the team, and usually pretty accurate, but occasionally, there's a different guy in or someone's sick, and we kind of just adjust and see what he's doing, and then we make our adjustments at halftime and prepare for the second half.
How do you build trust with your teammates on the field?
Well, little things go a long way in soccer, and it's really, everyone's got to keep their head up and stuff. So little things like high fives and little words of encouragement like, oh, you got that, or good ball, or good pass, really just makes us one on the field.
How do you keep the energy up when your team is struggling in a game?
When we are struggling, I try and keep a positive attitude or point out the things that we are doing good. So if we let up a goal, then I'm more focused on what we did do good. Like if someone made a good play, I'm shouting them out and trying to boost their confidence so that as a team we can work back.
Do you think a team needs more talent or chemistry to win?
Talent goes a long way, and so does chemistry. But ultimately, I think in high school sports, I think it comes down to chemistry. You can have a lot of talent on your team, but, you know, if these talented guys are, you know, solely focused on themselves and getting their goals and just themselves and their accomplishments, then they're not worried about winning as much as the team who, you know, is a family.
What's a part of your game you spend the most time working on?
I like to focus on shooting whenever I'm at the fields. I know it's the most fun for most soccer players, but I realize like not a lot of chances come in the game to have all these shots. So when I do get one, I try and make it count.
How do you balance fitness, skills, and recovery in your training?
So during practice, we do a decent amount of skill work, and we also do run usually at the beginning of practice. It's not too much, but we do that during practice. Outside of practice, for recovery, it's kind of just getting that sleep, taking naps, eating healthy food.
Do you think practicing alone or with the team has helped you more?
I think practicing alone has kind of boosted my skill and kind of set me apart. But I think practicing as a team builds that chemistry and that family-like feeling. And I think it's good that, you know, I have a mix of both the chemistry and the practicing alone. But definitely practicing with the team is more enjoyable and more fun.
Do you believe in training harder or training smarter?
I believe in training smarter than harder. I think there's no reason to, you know, kill yourself just because you want to get more reps. If you've got enough reps and they were good, then that's better than getting a ton of reps that were just okay.
What motivates you the most to keep improving in soccer?
Last year, we weren't as successful as we were in previous years. So I think that kind of drove me in the off season to work harder and, you know, keep pushing myself, as well as potentially playing in college. There's always someone better, so I just got to keep working my butt off, and hopefully I'm good enough.
What's something about your team that makes it unique compared to others?
I think our team has a strong bond and good chemistry. We're always hanging out together outside of practice. We have team dinners, and we're just a family. So I think that's kind of what sets us apart from other teams.
What role do fans and school spirit play in your performance?
I love it when all the fans and my friends are there at the games. It just kind of pushes me to try a little harder, maybe, as to when they're not there. You know, they support me whenever I do good, and it just makes the game more fun.
What moment made you realize you were really good at soccer, not just playing for fun?
Yeah, so when I was younger in rec soccer, my parents have told me the story a couple years ago. I didn't realize it at the time, but they told me, like, you know, all the other kids would kind of be running around or playing in the grass or kicking the dirt. And then they'd tell me, like, oh yeah, I had like 5 goals in this game, which I guess other kids weren't doing. So I guess at that point they kind of realized and pushed me to play more competitively and travel.
Can you share a time you struggled on the field and how you pushed through it?
Yeah, so whenever we're losing, you know, I kind of, for example, we were losing last year in the first game of districts. We were kind of down the whole game, and we were just struggling to make things work and stuff. So I personally just try and, one, since I'm in the midfield, I can, you know, I have more touches on the ball, and I'm just around the ball more. So I just work harder and run a little harder, push myself to that 100% and try and do whatever my team needs.
What sacrifices have you had to make to be one of the top players?
Definitely time I've had to sacrifice. There are times when my friends are, you know, sleeping in and, you know, playing video games, and I was up early and I was at the fields, or, you know, working out or going to the gym or going on runs. And, you know, it wasn't as fun or as enjoyable, but it was definitely worth it.
When you make a mistake during a big game, how do you stay focused and bounce back?
After making a mistake, I think it's good to just forget about it. It's in the past. Worrying about it won't do anything. So it's just, you got to have that, like, next play, next, what's next kind of mentality.
What's the most pressure you've ever felt during a match, and how did you handle it?
Last year in the district playoffs, we were losing 3-1 at the time. And then I drew a penalty, and I had to take it. And pretty much if I missed, it would be hard to come back or give ourselves a chance. But I kind of just, you know, cleared my head, took a deep breath. And then, fortunately, I made the penalty and was able to give my team a shot at coming back.
How do you deal with nerves before important games or tournaments?
Sometimes when I get nervous, I just listen to music and try and forget about the game or tournament or whatever's coming up. And also my friends I have there. We kind of joke around a lot, so sometimes that just helps the nerves go away and I kind of forget about it and I'm more able to not worry about the game.
Do you think confidence or skill is more important in soccer, and why?
I think confidence is more important, especially during the game. You could have a guy who isn't very good, but you know, if he lost one player and, you know, is going at another, then he's obviously more confident. Rather than if you're not confident, you're not going to be as willing to shoot it or do a new skill or try to get by a guy in a different way. So I think that confidence goes a long way.
What do you tell yourself in tough moments when your team is behind?
I think it goes back to that kind of next play mentality. Like, we're down, but, you know, this next play is going to be ours. We're going to win this next 50-50 ball. We just got to keep our heads and do what the team needs for us to be successful.
How do you try to lead by example on the field?
On the field, I try and lead by just doing the right thing every time, like making that selfless play, crossing it to the next wide open guy so he can have the shot. As I do that, I kind of hope it gets returned to me that if I'm wide open, then my teammates will find me too. But yeah, I just try and do what I would like others to do for the team.
What's something people don't see behind the scenes about your team's bond?
I think we have a very strong bond. And we've also been playing together since we were like 8 years old, when we kind of all branched out from that rec to travel. We've kind of all been on the same travel team and we've known each other. We go to all these team dinners and pasta parties and we're always hanging out, whether it's, you know, going to another Hershey high school game, the football games, or just hanging out at someone's house or going out to eat. Yeah, we're always together, so we have a strong bond.
What's the hardest workout or drill you've ever done that actually made you better?
There was one summer where my coach started doing the workouts for high school. They're called Shanti workouts. It's a lot of different push-ups and jumping jacks and all that. It was kind of annoying at first because, you know, my arms would be shaking after all these push-ups we do and stuff. But I think it made us stronger so that, like, so when, you know, it's late in the game, we're mentally strong compared to the other teams.
Where do you see yourself with soccer after high school, college, club, or beyond?
I'd like to play soccer in college, hopefully for a college. If not, I know there are some competitive clubs out there in college. You know, they just play the other colleges or other clubs. So that'd be fun. I don't think I'd like to skip college to go play soccer somewhere. I think that's a good experience. But the ideal thing would be playing collegiate level soccer.
Do you think soccer has shaped your personality? If so, how?
Yeah, I think soccer has shaped my personality. It makes me more of a team-oriented guy and, you know, someone who's not willing to give up, because soccer is very very demanding, especially in the midfield. You're running a lot, and the game might not be going your way, but you just can't give up. You just got to keep going until, you know, the whistle blows or until the game's over.
If you could replay one game and do something differently, what would it be?
Earlier this season, I'd say I had a rough game against CD East. Things just weren't going my way. I was kind of upset with myself, too. I missed a penalty, and I just, nothing was going right for me. And after I missed the penalty, I kind of was down on myself and beat myself up. So I'd say I just kind of try and forget about that and not let that affect the rest of the game how it did.
Looking back one day, what do you hope people remember about you as a player?
I hope that people remember me as, first of all, a good teammate. And I hope that my teammates see me as like a good friend and someone who was there for them. But I guess I'd like to be remembered, you know, just like just a good teammate, a good defender, a good person on offense, and just good overall. I like scoring the goals, but I don't think that's, you know, that's not what I do all the time, but I think that's a good part. Just a little bit of everything. I was a good defender, good on offense, good passer.
What's the difference between how you think during practice and an actual game?
Well, our coaches tell us to practice how we play. Obviously, you can't replicate the game during practice. So we are a little less focused, I'd say, during practice than the game. And we may fool around more. But I'd say we try and imitate and try and practice as hard as we're going to play during the game.
What's something people don't realize about the mental side of soccer?
Soccer, there's it's easy to get down on yourself. You make a bad pass and it's a turnover, or you take too many touches, it's a turnover, and those add up, and kind of they it's easy to get down on yourself after making so many mistakes or so many turnovers. But I think you just got to have like you just got to clear your head and just play. Forget about the mistakes, because it'll only bring you down.
Can you tell us about a game where you had to carry the team and how that felt?
Yeah, last year we had a game against Kennerdale, and it was kind of pouring down in the rain, and we ended up winning 3-0 actually. But I know it was early, and Kennerdale was a good senior oriented team. They had every player on their team was a senior. But we scored an early goal off a free kick, and it was a header from me. It ended up, the goalie just came out a little too far, and I snuck it past him. And then I had another goal later in that game. It was just a simple pass from a teammate, and just put it in the bottom corner. And I think it was just my day that day, and it ended up being a good team win.
Was there a moment when you thought about quitting or taking a break from soccer?
There's been some rough patches, I'd say, where, you know, I have a couple bad games in a row, and it's annoying when I don't play good or I don't meet my own standard. Not necessarily quitting, because I've played soccer my whole life and I don't know where I'd be without it. But definitely get frustrated with it. Definitely want to maybe take a break or just not play that day. But no, I wouldn't say I'd want to quit.
Has there ever been a time when you lost a really important game? What did that teach you?
Yeah, sophomore year, we were defending state champions, and we went all the way to the state semifinal, where we played Cathedral Prep, the team we beat the year before, and we lost that game, and everyone was upset. But I don't know, it kind of just made me realize it's just a game, and, you know, I have more games to come. It's not the end of the world.
How do you adjust your playing style to fit with different teammates?
I try and be flexible and just do what suits them. So if they're more a guy who kind of likes to run, then I'll play the ball further in front of him. If they don't like to run, then I'm playing it to his feet, because he's more technical with the ball on his foot. So that if there's a guy that isn't as technical or isn't as confident with the ball on his foot, then, you know, I'm passing it to him and getting right back open just so he can pass it back to me and we can work off each other.
Now it's time for a quick sweet seat round.
Do you have a favorite Hershey candy?
Yeah, I like the cookies and cream chocolate bar. I like
that
one.
Yeah, that's good.
Pre-game hype song?
I like the old music, so one of them, Jukebox Hero.
Gatorade flavor of choice?
I like the cool blue. That's the one I like.
Yeah, I like that one too. What is your most used emoji?
I think it's the crying emoji.
What is your dream vacation and why?
I like to go to the beach. So just like a week at the beach or more. I wouldn't mind. But just relaxing on the beach.
Thanks for coming on and sharing your story. It was great hearing about your journey and what soccer means to you. Good luck with the rest of the season.
Don't forget to follow Sweet Seats podcast and leave a review or comment on who you want to see next.
Catch you next time on Sweet Seats.